So we're here at the Warren in May at Brighton Fringe, breaking world records for the temperature, although apparently it's going to go down to about 10 degrees, which is when I want police cops in space to fly down and rescue the weather. I'm joined by...
Nathan.
Nathan, what's your full name?
Nathan Parkinson.
Nathan, tell us about this show.
So it's a three-man show. It's a sci-fi parody comedy blockbuster. It's like an action movie on stage from the 1980s, basically. It's like Three Idiots' attempt at doing a 80s sci-fi.
Yeah, well, what's the style of that? Is it improv or sketch comedy?
It's narrative-based comedy. It's got a little bit of improv in it as well. But, yeah, it's mostly off a script. Yeah, we've worked hard on the script, so we like to keep to it. Yeah.
And also, with so many kind of, you know, parodies that have been done of space movies and books, and also, therefore, with so much available to you, you know, how do you create a show out of that and make sure it's original and exciting to you?
Well, I think so much of the thing with the kind of hackneyed, you know, topics and the cliches is it's not what you do, it's how you do it, we think. So it's just bringing our own comedy style to it and just, you know, what makes us laugh as opposed to, you know, what makes other comedy makers laugh. So I think that brings its own individuality to it.
So in the early days of that, was that you guys all sitting around the table and writing it, or were you in the rehearsal room devising it?
We mix it up. So we do a bit of improv, usually, based off an idea for a scene, and then see how that goes, and then kind of refine that, and then bring it back to the table and kind of, yeah, just edit out the bits that don't work, or just, you know... Yeah, just sit down and be able to all bring it and hone it together, really.
And what is the ability to go, that's going to work, and it does? How do you know that?
Well, you don't, unfortunately, a lot of the time. Sometimes there is a bit of an instinct, like you're like, okay, cool, we feel this is right. Even before we've got it in front of an audience, we can feel it's right. But a lot of the time, that, you know, does go wrong. And, you know, sometimes it really doesn't fly. I think mostly it's a little bit of an instinct. But I mean, if it makes you laugh, I think that, you know, all three of us, and it gets a bit of a consensus, then it's likely to work.
So also, just for people that don't know and are new to this and might want to make their own show one day, from all that science fiction, what's ripe for comedy?
Ripe from science fiction?
Yeah, what do you draw on and go, yeah, that'll work?
I like the fact that a lot of the science fiction stuff was going really strong in the 1980s. I think the 1980s is a good era to look at for comedy. I think it's all very macho, very bravado, very kind of flamboyant in its machismo kind of stuff.
Do you think Marvel now takes itself too seriously?
Marvel, I'm more of a fan of the old school Marvel days, the original Spider-Man, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, proper Marvel, yeah.
And so in terms of like getting in the zone for that, do you guys train together, you know, in some ways? How do you get good at this and stay good at it?
Yeah, I mean, we went to drama school together, so we all met at East 15 Acting School, where we kind of... we're in the same class, so we literally did that training together, that 3 years, where we started to make bits of shows, and, you know, then when we got out, we stuck together and carried on making shows, because we found something that worked. So I mean, we train in the sense that we get together and keep, you know, we're always doing it and we're always refining it, and when we've made a show, we keep on going back and trying to touch up bits that work here and there, trying to make it the best that it can possibly be, kind of thing, without driving ourselves completely insane. And,
you know. Give me a flavour of one of your rehearsals.
One of our rehearsals would usually be me trying to take it really seriously and the other two completely messing around and getting their bums out and just kind of, you know, doing stuff that is probably funny, but I'm taking it way too seriously.
I buy that and I kind of like that, you know, your flyer's got loads and loads of winners of awards all along the top.
Yeah.
To do that, you've got to be quality, haven't you?
We like to think that we're good at what we do, you know. It's nice when you get an award to kind of justify all the, you know, hard work and the hours you put into it. So yeah.
Do you tinker with the show while you're actually touring it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like we still play with the show like now, even though we debuted it like, you know, 7, 8, 9 months ago. We'll still be touching it up. And with our first show, Police Cops, we were playing around with that for about a year after it was debuted. So yeah, still touching it.
And do you have other projects on the go while you're performing one show?
We do have a bit of an overlap. We try and do as much. We put so much effort into our shows, and we do take quite a long time to make them. to really kind of make sure they're the best they can be, that we really do like to get everything out of it and really take it around and show as many people as possible. So we don't, you know, we lay off working on a new show just usually because we haven't got enough time because we're touring so much. But we've started looking at another idea now, so yeah.
And here at the Warren, you know, there's a real buzz. It's almost like a mini festival happening in one place. But there's a real kind of roar around the venue. And I guess you also play venues that are dead silent, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have to adapt to that?
We got a literal roar coming through our walls because we're next to the Jurassic Park guys who are on at the hat. So you got a kind of Tyrannosaurus Rex roar halfway through the
but
show.
Do you make that work for you? Well, yeah, because that could be a real problem.
Yeah, we do. We try and play off it. I mean, you got to kind of judge up whether the audience know what's going on outside and whether they know it's a dinosaur. Because if I start improvising about a dinosaur being, you know, in the room with us, in the scene with us, people might not recognise that's a dinosaur, but I know it because I know those guys. So, yeah, we it's good if you can play off it. It's good if you can play off it, if you can use it.
Final couple of questions. You've got far less grey hairs on your beard than me, but if there were a couple of 17-year, 18-year-olds at college now thinking, oh, one day we're going to be like that, we'd like to get to the fringe, what would be your advice, learning all what you've learned for starting out?
I think finding people you work with is the most important thing. You've got to be really lucky, and also you've got to just get out there and meet as many people as possible. But finding the people that you click with, and that you both have the same taste, and what makes them laugh generally makes you laugh, and you're going in the same direction, I think that's the most important thing.
And finally, then, what's your invitation for people to come and see Police Cops in Space?
My invitation.
You just looked at me like I'm an alien.
I'm getting in character. Yeah, there's aliens in the show.
There's lots of shows to see, you know, all around us.
Yeah.
What's the reason to come?
It's like you said, it's won loads of awards. It's got 4 and 5 star reviews across the board. We've had sellout runs everywhere we've been so far. I just think it's a good safe bet, you know. It's good bag for you, but it's also a very, very different style of comedy, we think, to anything out there. So yeah.
Thanks very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Nice one. Yeah.